Hey everyone, and welcome to Table Dive. Today, you are listening to our Fallout 2D20 actual play series. With the upcoming release of the new Fallout Amazon series, we couldn't resist diving back into the Fallout system for a small actual play. We're going to be playing the Showdown in Skull Canyon module, which has our players traveling to the Skull Canyon in the Mojave Desert to help de-escalate a scenario between a small city of mutants and the NCR. My name is Tyler, and I will be the game master for this actual play, but let's hop in and see who else we have with us today.
I'm Travis, and I'm playing Rick the Pick Chesterfield. I'm a survivor, and intelligence is my highest stat, and I focus on medicine, repair, and speech, and quick little backstory. I'm out on a quest to repair all the banjos in the world because I have a banjo for a gun and it's cool.
You're like the Western version of Sephiroth.
Yeah.
There's a considerable amount of banjos in Fallout games too, I feel like.
Yeah, there is.
At least 76 has a lot of
banjos. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got a lot of banjos, yeah.
It's like the only instrument that survived. Hi, I'm Robert. I'm going to be playing Marshall Miles. He is a survivor. He has been wanting to... He met this mysterious stranger when he was young, and he wants to be just like him. He's on this path to be the new mysterious stranger.
What are your skills?
Currently, I specialize in small guns, sneak, and lockpicking.
Hi, I'm Stefan. I'll be playing Travis Goldman. He's a vault dweller from Vault 11. He was in a social experiment where he had to kill somebody because the computer told him to. So he got really good with being strong and fast. So he's got high strength and agility. They had to sacrifice somebody every time the computer told them to, or the computer would tell them to, or would kill everybody. So when there was about five left, they just said, we're not killing anybody anymore, and they were allowed to leave. So he's kind of just getting out into the world and doesn't know really what's going on with factions and stuff like that.
So, last time we stopped, you had just purchased a unknown tube of something from
a
syringe. Yep. Yeah, it was like a the size of like a caulking tube, in like a syringe form. And you guys tried to figure out what it was, but was it just like all fails across the board?
Pretty sure.
It was like a resounding failure.
Yeah.
To find out what this stuff was. Meanwhile, Travis was flipping through various radio stations on the Pip-Boy, right? Right before we stopped, there was one that was like important NCR news bulletin. And we'll pick up right there with the very, probably only Travis hears this, unless you want to crank the Pip-Boy volume like super loud, right? Or is it just kind of personal volume?
Yeah, personal volume.
Yeah. So Travis being the only one to hear this at the moment, the news bulletin crackles into life with, NCR update. Such and such number, date. And it says that there has been an increased report of missing NCR recruits in the Mojave Desert. And it goes into listing, like, some various names and when they've gone missing, most of which has been in the past, like, 6 months. And then, like, the very last one you hear is the two people that had just went missing previously, that you had talked to the NCR, and they were like, oh, our two privates went missing. Their names come up last, and, you know, the date that it gives is today. And then it, you know, the message kind of plays a little jingle, like the little NCR, like, signing out, says, like, message will repeat in 24 hours. So you kind of get the idea that this message is just constantly repeating and updating these names over and over and over. But it's more than just the two privates that you're currently looking for. Now, the NCR guys you talked to hadn't made any mention of other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they only said the two.
They said it was just those two from their...
Yeah, it was their two from their, like, company.
Yeah.
You get, like, dates spread out from, like, the past 6 months, so they could be other companies as well, but, like, it's just that company's missing... Two missing privates were the most recent.
Hey, Rick, did you hear that?
Oh, no, I did not.
The NCR is missing more than just their two privates. They're missing a bunch of people.
Well, now that's a little suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah, they only told us about two of them.
Huh. Well, that's something for us to keep our eye on out here.
Yeah, we might be saving a lot of people. Or find a lot of dead bodies.
I guess we're about to find out.
All right, I'll turn this thing off. No one I'm thinking that we're part of the NCR.
I don't think there was, like, a current... I mean, there was kind of a plan, but, like, you guys were kind of just looking around town, I think, when we left off.
Yeah, we were snooping to hopefully find some sort of entrance.
Yeah.
But otherwise, our plan was for me to start a concert.
That was our cover story.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you guys like... So what was the plan? Were you just kind of like looking around? Or I can't remember like how we had worded it.
I think we were kind of... So under the guise of walking around telling people, hey, I'm doing a concert later. And we were like looking around for anything suspicious. Like, and like hidden entrances. Obviously, we're not going to be able to see them from the street. But, you know, got to try.
So, are you actively going up to people and saying, like, hey, I'm going to do a concert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marshall is more focused on trying to find this entrance and being as nonchalant as possible. And if I have to, I'll sneak into some places.
Well, there is no big... there is the secret entrance sign... here above any buildings, so like,
why not?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, right? I don't know if just walking around town is going to, you know what I mean, be the best avenue.
What if we while I'm doing the concert, one of you sneaks into like the, what was he called, the chief? What was he called?
The mayor.
I don't know why I thought chief, but into the mayor's like tent office place.
Yeah, we could do that.
See if there's any information in there. Okay. So then, yeah, I guess we'll just keep walking around. I'll just be loud and ostentatious. Just, sorry, hey, we got a concert going on over here. You follow us.
Are you planning on doing it just like the center, the like city, like center?
Yeah, like okay. Like wherever a big open area would be.
Yeah, Shouldn't you be charging them caps? You said you told her we don't do any of these for free.
Sorry, well, you know, Travis, sometimes people on hard times need to be lifted up.
Well, if you remember the squid guy, they told us nobody does anything for free around here. So I try to get some caps.
Okay, well, we can, I guess we could put out a hat or something. You know, people can donate if they feel inclined.
Well, no, after what they did to us, you just do your concert, and then afterward you say,
I'm gonna put my arm around him and pull him in real close and like whisper to him and be like, Travis, we're doing this to create a distraction.
What's more of a distraction than scamming people at the same time?
Well, no, we need as many people as possible to show up.
Right, you don't tell them that it's eight caps until after the concert.
But then they'll all leave. Look, you got to trust me here, Travis. Okay?
Okay.
Just okay. All right.
All right. I'll trust you, Rick.
Concert? We're having a concert?
All right. We'll do like a... We could do like a little fade to black moment to you like standing up on the like little makeshift fountain statuesque area in the middle of town. Sound good? Or
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, so obviously I know where Rick will be. What's the plan for Marshall and Travis? Like, where are you going to be?
The Marshall's.
Yeah, say Marshall's going to be snooping around.
Yeah, I need a specific, like, are you just going to like
the mayor's like, office?
Okay, so this city, you got probably 30 to 40 buildings all spread out. I guess, are you guys just going to start going into every one of them? Or like, that's where I'm kind of getting at.
We're going to start with the mayor's office.
Well, since we're going underground, is the mayor's office on a ground floor, or is it like a second story like building type floor?
So that's a good question. The best way to look at this is, remember, the city is in a canyon, right? So it's got the main entrance, and then on the left and right side of the city are massive canyon walls kind of protecting it. So some of the buildings on the left and the right are up against the wall, are built into the walls of the side of this canyon. And then the mayor's, office, whatever we want to call it, is actually in the kind of the middle of town. It is a single story, but it's kind of in the middle of all of it. It's kind of, maybe it was like the first building built kind of scenario.
Might be a better idea to check some of the buildings up against the canyon walls. Might be some sort of cave entrance in one of them.
This was, like, when I suggested this was my idea, is that not to look for an entrance. To look for information about an entrance. Like, go through his files or something. But,
Marshall,
what you guys want to do, but...
Marshall, you want to go check out the canyon wall side buildings, and I'll go through the mayor's office, see if I can rustle up some information.
Yeah, we could do that. Just don't get caught.
Oh, I'm the luckiest guy around. I'll never get caught.
So we're going to do some simultaneous stuff here. I think I'm going to need... probably some, I guess, stealth rolls from the two of you sneaking, right?
Yeah.
Sneak, yeah. So I'll need some sneak rolls. They'll be separate because you guys aren't sneaking in the same like places. So I'm going to say The difficulty of your sneak roll. Hold on. Let me think this through. The difficulty of your sneak roll is going to depend on how well Rick plays his guitar. His. What do you have? The banjo.
Banjo gun.
Yeah. So.
Also, counter argument.
Yeah.
I think the roll, if I roll in the middle, like a, you know, okay. And I understand this isn't really how this game works, but then, yeah, maybe it doesn't help them. If I roll like above a certain point, it helps them because everyone's coming to see my show. But if I roll fucking horribly, I think it should also help them. Because imagine you're walking by and you see just some horrible music being played. Don't you kind of stop and like record it or watch to just be like, this is so cringe.
Or throw some tomatoes at you. Or squid.
Or yeah. Place.
Okay. Okay. So this is what I'll do. I think the difficulty of the sneak rolls are going to be 3 each. Like you'll each need 3 successes. Each success or critical fail that Rick gets will decrease your guys' target by 1.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
So the more successes you get or some critical fails.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Will decrease. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
So I'm not going to give you a target. You can roll as many die as you. Oh, actually, I believe AP restarts.
Oh, right. Okay, good. So I was going to say, should we? I didn't want to have like a meta talk about AP, but I was like, we only have 2.
I don't remember, but I'm going to go ahead and give it back. I think it resets each set.
I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah.
It resets per session. Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, I'm going to.
Don't forget, you guys can also buy AP back by letting me get one as well. You remember that rule?
I actually forgot about that.
I was avoiding that.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot about that. And does luck reset?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Luck resets as well.
How do I know what my luck is?
It's equal to your luck.
It's equal to this luck score? Yeah. Minus 1. Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay. For you and I, it's our luck minus 1 because of our split.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm going to buy 2.
Okay.
So I'll roll.
That's now 3 AP to buy 2. Remember, it's 1, 2, 3, 6.
Oh, did you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, I think we decided charisma small guns.
Oh.
Yep.
It's actually 1, 3, 6.
Yeah, it should be 2. We should have 2 left if you take 2.
Yeah, it costs 4 to get 2 die.
Oh, okay.
No, that works.
We want charisma small guns or charisma speech?
I'll let you pick either.
I'm going to do speech because I've tagged. All right, so 4. Complication 20 still?
No. I think I'm going to make it a 19.
19, good.
You got them nerves, all these people watching you.
Yeah.
Making it easier for us.
3 successes.
Wow!
Damn.
All right, so technically, you don't need to roll, but you can.
I'm going to roll to try to get AP.
Same.
We're at a 20, right?
No. For you guys, I'm going to say 18 or 18, 19, 20.
Okay, so you were good.
Yeah. Marshall.
Oh.
Ooh. 1 success, 1 complication.
So that's 2 AP?
Yes, 2 AP. And you were going to the mayor's office, right?
Yep.
All right, Rick. Describe to me your performance, I think, because you crushed it.
I think it's probably just me like standing up on just like a box in the middle and just being like, it's like, all right, now everyone crowd around. Are you ready for the greatest concert that you have ever seen? And then I'm going to like just do like one little strum And just like, as I'm talking, just slowly start picking up the pace of like how fast I'm playing the banjo. And then like, I'll start singing, whether it's good or not, whatever. Don't know what song. And then like, during the guitar solo part, I'm going to start shooting bullets into the air while I'm playing. And I'll take them out of my inventory. But I'll say I shoot 5 bullets. And that's probably what got most people's attention.
I think that is an excellent idea. Like, you get a good amount of people listening. And then the moment you fire the gun, a bunch of the guards go running to, like, the front gate.
Yeah.
And pulling, like, away from all the places they were guarding in the city. Because, you know, bullets. Leaving most of the city pretty empty. Travis, you're wanting to, like kind of break in, sneak into the mayor's office, right? And look for, well, like documentation.
Yeah, anything I can find, yeah.
All right, hold on, let me see. Thank you. You open you try to sneak in, right? Like, you grab the door and you're like moving in and you hear movement inside and you almost get caught. You back away and kind of like hide in the shadows behind the door, behind the building, you know, just long enough for them to move. And then you sneak inside. And like I said, this place was, I think it was like, what's the word I want to use here? It was like, it had a bunch of lighting in here. I think it was like, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was like in here. I think it was pretty open space. It had decent lighting. Everybody in here had their like wraps off. And that's when you guys were able to see like what the mutants actually look like. Now that you go in this time, it's pretty much empty. It's kind of a mix between living quarter and office facility. Like, there's the center of the room has like a bunch of pillows and there's like a fire pit in one corner. You can see like sleeping like beds and mats and stuff in another corner. Are you wanting to move into like that special room or just kind of like search around this room?
Well, this room doesn't look like it would have anything, so the special room is where I would want to go.
Like where you guys talk to the mayor?
Yeah.
So you move into that back room, and Rick didn't see, or Travis didn't see the item that Marshall stopped the guy from stealing, did he?
No, he was still in the store.
No.
Okay, so going into this room, Travis, you open the door, and inside is a, what probably looks like a lamp to Travis. It's about knee high. It's made of a very like clean, shiny metal, and then has like blue glow coming out of it, and it's like humming quietly, and it's sitting in the middle of the room.
And that's the only thing I see.
I mean, there's other stuff in here, various like supplies, but that's like the main thing you see in this room. Yeah.
I'd like to go investigate it then.
Okay, let's see. Let's make a roll for it. Can you roll? It's probably gonna be intelligence and then science.
I'm not gonna know shit.
I'm gonna say 3 successes.
All right, I'm gonna fail this. All right, zero.
No complications, at least.
Yeah.
Did you buy a die?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, no complications, at least. So you move in and you're looking at this device in the middle of the room, and as you kind of get close and inspect it, it's kind of like a humming noise coming from it. And like you maybe go to touch it and to inspect it, and somewhere in the building behind you, you hear a door shut. Someone's in here with you. Not okay. In the small room, but someone's in the bigger room.
All right. Do I see any wires or anything coming off of it?
No.
Okay. I would like to throw it in my bag and hide in a corner, and hopefully they leave.
What kind of bag do you have?
It's like a rucksack, or like a... That's how I pictured it anyways. So it's like a... Like
is it an item? Is it an actual item you have? Like a backpack?
No, I don't think I have a backpack in my gear. Okay.
Yeah, it's like 2 foot tall. So you would need like a big bag to put this thing in.
Yeah, I was picturing like a sea bag is what my character was carrying around.
I don't. Are backpacks items in this game?
They are.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They actually increase your weight capacity.
Well, where am I holding all this gear at?
Your pockets.
Pockets.
Your vault suit's got pockets.
It's got a hell of pockets. All right, well, I'll hide for the time being, and I'll look around to see if there's something I can shove it in.
Okay. Let's see. There's not like a... The one beef I have with this game is there's not like a notice check.
There's not really.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, and you can't just roll off a stat, can you?
You can, but it doesn't really work the same. I think survival with perception. I'll say 2 successes, you can find a bag. Does it let you guys easily pick the stat when you...
No, I have to manually put it in.
Yeah, but it's pretty easy. You just hit survival and then pick the skill.
In the book, they give a example for spotting, and it is perception survival.
Nailed it. Oof.
Nothing.
Yeah, you look around. There's no bags in here. And you're kind of like in this corner, tucked behind, like you said, you're going to hide in the corner, right?
Yeah, just hide behind something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you're hiding, you hear the door open and close again. And then you hear conversation in that language you guys don't know. That kind of like chirp and like squeak noises. Two of the mutants are talking in the room adjacent to you. Then we'll switch over to Marshall. You wanted to just like check out some of the buildings attached to the canyon walls?
Yes. If there's a cave entrance, that's where Marshall would assume that it would be.
I mean, there's no cave. It's like, this is a valley, and then several of the buildings are just built coming off of the wall.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So if they covered up an entrance to a cave with a building to hide it.
Ah, right. So you just kind of want to peek in some of those buildings along the edge.
Yeah, more or less.
Because you won't know if it's covering up
Yep.
caves without like going into them.
And typically, it'll be probably pretty guarded, so there'll probably be more foot traffic around it.
I mean, it would be, but Rick has pulled everybody away.
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah, as you're kind of, you're peeking in these various buildings, one of them towards the back, it's probably the one just adjacent to the mayor's office. You're probably like just quick, like peeking in, seeing what these buildings are. The one at the end that you peek into, it's a kind of a facade. Like the building isn't, it doesn't do anything. And when you look inside, it's just an elevator that goes down.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna notate the building in my brain, and I'm gonna head to the mayor's office to get Travis.
All right, we'll switch back to Travis. You're still kind of crouched down in this back room. The room glowing like a slight blue color from the device in the middle.
When I started hearing them talk, yeah. I would like to turn on my recorder on my Pip-Boy.
Okay. And just get them recorded talking?
Yeah.
Okay. I think in order to get close enough for that, I'm going to need a sneak roll, though.
Sneak is with. It at 20?
Sneak agility, I'm going to say 17.
Taking an AP. Yeah.
And yeah, two of them. Two successes, I think, will be fine here.
Fuck.
Wow, you're three all
successes
over.
And a, three successes and a complication.
Well,
I get one AP back.
Dang.
I shouldn't have got used the AP. I would have passed it, no complication.
Man, that's... I love seeing those rolls that it's like a little bit of everything.
That's literally on both sides of the spectrum, a 1 and a 20.
Yeah.
I think as you're trying to sneak closer to the door, right, you're... Your foot catches on like a rug or something, and the device in the middle tips and falls over and makes a loud clang. You kind of immediately hide, right, in the shadows, kind of where you were, and you can hear the voices stop. And they're quiet. They move closer. You can hear them walking. And one of them, you hear the door rattle and open. You're kind of on the back side of the door, so it opens and it's kind of covering you as it opens. And it looks around, sees the device, walks in, and it picks it back up. Looks around the room again. And then goes back out and closes the door.
Does it take it with it?
No, it left it there.
Okay.
So you've not been caught, but they are a little suspicious of the area you're in, I guess you could say.
Are there any windows or anything in this room?
Not in this room, no. This is like tucked way in the back of the building, basically.
And I can still hear them out talking.
They're not talking anymore. Now that since they've come in and then went back out, they haven't left the like building, but they're not talking. You don't know if they're. You're not really sure if they're waiting or if they've moved on to different tasks or what. This is probably when you hear Rick's gunshots going off.
Okay, I'll stay here for a little bit because I don't want to get caught walking out.
You want to just camp it out a little bit longer?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll switch back to Marshall, I guess. And you're heading to the mayor's office area.
Yeah. With the goal to catch up to Travis.
So what's the plan? You're right by it. It's not very far. The building you found the elevator in was literally right next to it. So you're just like a 20 feet jog across the street and you're there.
Was I close enough to hear the device bang?
No. Okay. It wasn't that loud.
Well, Marshall's gonna sneak his way in, assuming that that's where Travis went.
Yeah, you open the door. Actually, you want to give me another sneak roll?
Yeah.
I'll say two successes.
I'm by an AP or die. Complications?
We'll leave this a 19 or 20.
Dang, what the fuck?
How's that? Twice now.
What are you guys doing?
Three successes and a complication. I got my AP back.
My goodness.
Hey, we couldn't roll any worse tonight.
We're rolling the best and the worst at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you move to like sneak into the building, right? Like you're down low and you're like opening the door slowly to go inside and you feel a hand on your shoulder.
I turn around.
There's a man there and he holds one finger up like a shh kind of gesture.
Okay.
And he like nods, like, come over here.
I follow him. Is this the same guy that I stopped earlier?
No, you haven't seen this guy before.
Okay.
And he leads you kind of around the building, somewhere kind of out of the way. And once you guys get around the corner, he's like, what are you doing, friend?
Trying to find my friend.
In there? It's probably not where he's at.
Where would he be?
They take him down below. And he points at the building you kind of found the elevator in.
He wasn't taken, though.
What do you mean?
What can you tell me about what's down below?
Don't know. I haven't been down there. Seen him take people there, though.
Do people come back from there?
Sometimes. It depends. There was a fight a while back. A few of the mutants got injured. Looked like they were gonna die. Took them off down there. A couple days later, they come walking right back out. Because it's new.
Were you around when the NCR guys were here?
Yeah, there was some kind of a fight out front.
Did they take them down there?
No, they took them off elsewhere, like out of town somewhere. They didn't take them down there.
Why are you telling me all this?
Someone's gotta know.
Can you help me figure out what's going on here?
We got caps.
How much we talking?
Normally my rate's 100, but I'm a little curious, so I'll say 50.
We can come to a deal, but it needs to be after you help us.
Well, I don't work for free. I'll tell you what. If you're not interested in paying, I can give you somebody's name. They might be able to help.
Go on.
Name's Sarah Miller. He points at a house kind of like across the way. She lives there. She may be in there right now or at the distraction you guys cleverly have happening outside.
Thank you for that. What's your name?
Call me Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus. I may track you down for some more help. Obviously, nothing's for free.
He looks around and goes, I can't promise I'll stay long. They might be catching on to me.
Understood.
He's like, there's two of them inside there. Good luck. And he like turns to walk away.
All right, I'm gonna mentally notate Sarah's house and then head back inside to find Travis.
Yeah.
Hoping he didn't get taken.
Yeah, yeah. So you move to that front door and plan on going in?
Yeah.
You open the door quietly and you can see in the back corner two of the mutants, and they're very quietly, they have guns out, standing in the back corner of the room. They don't notice you though.
I'm gonna grab a rock from outside.
Okay.
And then I wanna throw it into a different corner than they're in and to see how they react.
Woo! We're gonna need new stealth checks, I think, for each of these situations. Because it's not necessarily a dark room. So going in and out and then throwing this rock, I'm gonna need another sneak check, I think.
Okay. I'm gonna buy a die.
Same. Now that you're inside, complication of 17.
Ooh.
Three successes.
Three successes.
Dang. Yeah, you chuck a rock into a different corner. They both fire at it immediately. And they're not projectile weapons. It's some sort of energy weapon. Just whoop, like a laser beam across the room.
Okay. Gonna back out of the building and just wait for Travis to come out.
Okay.
I'm not risking that. I just saw some shit get vaporized.
Let's switch over to Rick. You've kind of finished your song and you have no idea where they're at. What do you do? Do you have plans to play forever? Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's kind of like after I'm done, I'll wait to see if they call for an encore.
Okay.
Whether or not they do, I guess is up to you.
I'll make you a deal. You use a luck point, they'll call for an encore.
Yeah, I'll use a luck point.
All right.
Yeah.
That's like arranging the deck or whatever it is, right?
Stack the deck. Yeah.
Stack the deck. Having the thing you need happen.
Yeah, and then I'll go into like this crazy
the solo,
like, banjo solo. Like, just the most intense thing they've ever heard played on a banjo before.
All right, let's make some more rolls, I think. You want to do that, what was it, speech charisma?
Speech charisma, yeah.
We'll do the same thing as before. The more you get, the longer their attention is held.
Okay, I'll just use one AP here. Two successes.
Two's not bad. Yes. She's not bad. That'll at least keep most of their attention for the next solo.
Yeah.
Maybe a few people are starting to kind of fade out, like now that the novelty of it's done. Probably more the security guards now that, unless you're firing more bullets in this solo.
Yeah, that's part of the solo.
Oh, okay, obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, obviously. I'm doing everything I can to keep these people's attention.
How much ammo have you used so far?
So I shot 5 last time. I think I'll just go with 2 this time. So I'm down to 7 shots. And maybe even at one point I'll ask someone to like come up on stage.
I don't think anybody agrees to.
Okay.
Not with somebody firing a banjo gun.
Considering stage is like the storage crate box you're standing on.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, cool. I think. Well, all right, let's go to Travis inside the building. You hear like a clang. You hear 2 zap noises, and then it's quiet again. Does Travis have energy weapons? No, he does not.
No, it's all. I have a 10mm pistol, which is projectile, and then 2.
Well, more so knowledge. More so, I was asking knowledge of energy weapons versus having them.
Oh equipped. Yeah, I'm rank 3 in it.
Oh, okay. So that's not bad then. Give me an intelligence energy weapons. I'll say 1 success. Normal complication range.
1 success.
Cool. It sounded like, not exactly, maybe you're not sure because you're like behind the wall, but it sounded like energy pistols discharging.
Okay. Can I do a check around and see if there's another way out besides this one door?
You can use 2 luck points and find a way out.
All right. Bet. I'll do that.
All right. It's like a ventilation shaft on the ground that is very dirty. And it leads you out somewhere in the back. And when you climb out of the back vent, you're covered in. You look like you've been rolling on the ground for about an hour, but you're out.
I was wanting to take that thing in the center with me too.
You have to make a stealth check for me if you want to do that.
Okay, bet. All right.
We'll say complication 18. I need 2 successes.
Use an AP for an extra die. You said 18 for complicated?
Yeah.
Dude.
So
another 20. Oh my gosh.
So your body is in the shaft and you're trying to pull in this device behind you. And it gets kind of wedged in halfway and you're like trying to, like, you can tell it's like, it's just got to get through the lip and you're trying to pull it through. And as you do, it goes boom. And immediately you hear the door open to the room.
I just let it go and get the F out of there.
Just leave it wedged and then crawl as fast as you can.
Yep.
Give me an athletics. I'm going to say agility makes more sense here. Athletics, agility.
Yeah, it's the same, so.
Yeah, you need that.
Complication.
The complication would be 20, but I think we're going to need two successes here as well.
My rolls have been crap. I got to use an AP.
Six AP gone. Oh,
three. I would have got it without it.
All right, so you get an AP back.
AP's back.
You come, you do the fastest army crawl ever out of this vent. You bust out the backside, still covered in dirt. But quick. There's no one is on you as of yet. We switch back to Marshall. You're just waiting, right? You backed out?
Yeah.
You're standing around at somewhere outside, whether in cover or not, and the door busts open, and two of the mutants come running out. You hear the tip, and they both split. One goes one way, and one goes the other way.
Okay. I'm just gonna nonchalantly start slowly backing off a little further and just watch from a distance.
All right, so we switch back to Travis. What do you do? You're kind of on the backside of the building. You've just busted out of the vents. You don't see anybody yet. You have a little bit of a lead from that athletics roll. What would you like to do?
I run and try and hide in a building this close if possible and try to clean myself off.
Yeah. Best you, I can. You run to like the nearest building, opening the door and like diving inside, closing the door. You look around and it's just a big open room, and behind you is an elevator.
I found it. I gotta find Marshall. I gotta get out of this thing, though. All right, I start patting myself down, trying to get the dust off.
All right, cool. Let's we'll switch back to Marshall. You are kind of observing from a distance. You probably couldn't see where Travis was from where you're at. So you don't know. What do you want to do? The party has officially split.
Well, obviously, they're chasing something. And I assume it's Travis. But
It's a good bet.
So I'm going to move around the building, but I'm not going to be like up against the building. I'm just going to
meander.
Yeah. To kind of see what they're looking at or for.
I think at this point we switch over to Rick and someone comes up to you, probably as your song is finishing, and it is Sally. The woman that kind of took you into the mayor's office.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm going to need you to stop for we have a situation going on. You can continue later. We appreciate it. It's good. We just got to deal with some stuff. And she like calls out to a couple security guards that were in the crowd.
No. Wait there a second, Sally. Hey, you can't just stop a show in the middle. The fans, though, they could riot.
It's just like, and the camera pans to like the seven people standing there.
I mean, look at them.
She's like, well, I'm sorry, but it seems we have some NCR spies in town, and that is more important. So you can continue later. And she points to like three guys. She's like, you three, back to post. You with me.
Thank you for your patronage. Me?
No, she doesn't. Not you.
Okay. Okay, then, well, I guess I'll just sit here and strum silently to myself.
Do you have a hat out for tips?
Yeah. I have my, what was I wearing? A synth helmet, I think I have. Yeah, I have a synth. Oh, I have a formal hat too. So yeah, my formal hat.
You get 8 caps.
Oh, more than I expected.
And there is one squid on a stick.
Oh, okay.
Was it? It was a squid calamari.
Yeah.
I have to make that, right?
Yeah.
If you want to trust it.
What is it? Food?
HP it was stuffed, healed. It was stuffed squid, if it's the same thing I had.
No. This one was squid calamari. It's okay. the less good one.
Do we have stats for it?
Yeah. 3 HP healed. 1 rad.
Okay. 1 rad. Okay.
You flip it over. There's a bite messing out of it.
Okay, yeah, I guess with that, I'll linger. I know who they're looking for. I don't want to bring too much attention to them, so.
Yeah, what? You guys you just going to post up?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of sit by myself and just quietly, because I've been told to. Strum on my banjo and wait for them to come to me. And if they don't, well, then I guess I'll figure something else out.
All right. Does anybody? I guess we'll go back to Travis inside the elevator room. What you want to do?
Well, now that I'm cleaned off, I would like to kind of listen and see if I hear him outside the door.
You do, yeah. You can hear them. You can hear them talking. You're not real sure, like, exactly where through the door, but, like, you know, it was a pretty straight shot from where you were to here. So opening the door would be, like, a pretty clear line of sight.
Okay. Yeah. If I hear anything, I'm not going to open the door. I'd like to look around and see if there's another door.
No, it's like the front door and then like maybe 6 feet of platform and then an elevator that goes down.
Well, I want my buddies to come with me. But I don't want to get caught either. I guess I'll go down the elevator.
You want to, like, step on and press the button?
Yeah.
All right. It's a pretty big elevator. Big enough that... It's not a cargo elevator, but it's bigger than, like, just a little bitty single-person one. You could get several people on it. But you step onto it, press the button, and it whirs to life. The lights in the shaft kick on, and it starts to descend. What about the two of you up top? Are you just gonna wait?
When Marshall hears the music stop, he's gonna head back towards Rick.
Yeah,
if you, I see him.
Yeah,
if I
see you see Marshall coming up, yeah.
The crowd, yeah, I'll get up, but I'll kind of head towards him and stand right beside him and be like, "Who? Yeah?
Well, I know where the thing is. I have some extra information, some people we could talk to, but I have no idea where Travis is."
Oh, what do you mean?
Last I know, he went into the one place to look for that stuff. There was a bang. There were some guys chasing, I guess, him. Oh, but shoot. I don't know where he went.
All right. What are you thinking?
Well, I know of this girl named Sarah. She can help us out. I'll show you to her house.
All right, lead the way.
Okay, gonna head to Sarah's house.
All right, the two of you head towards Sarah's, and then we'll swap back to Travis for one last look as the elevator is like descending and kind of hits the bottom with a conk and stops. And the door opens, Travis, and spreading out in front of you is like a massive industrial chamber. And you're kind of like just blown away. Like you were, it's kind of like the vault almost. Like it was like shitty town up above, and you go down and it's like machines and devices, and it's like nice, clean, white, iridescent, like very clean down here. All the surfaces are like reflective, and the lights are, there's like ambient lighting everywhere. It's nice and clean. There's energy like kind of pulsating through different like different devices, like blue and green lights everywhere. Everything is covered in strange symbols that you've never seen before. Nothing down here is written in any sort of English. Intricate circuitry covers like all the surfaces, cabling everywhere, and you're not, it's like a factory, but not like a factory, and you're not real sure what you're looking at.
Wow, this is cool. This is almost like home.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to our Fallout 2D20 actual play, and we'll see you in the next episode.